News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events from the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's program, we feature a radio talk on Arunachal Pradesh, the land of the rising sun. We'll also bring you a report from Agartala on an initiative aimed at protecting telecom consumers. But first, let's head to Aizawl, the capital city of Mizoram, which recently commemorated its Foundation Day with vibrant multi-day celebrations organized by the Aizawl Municipal Corporation. Aizawl City, first established in 1890 and formerly known as Lalswanga Village, was initially referred to as Aizawl Fort. The date 25 February 1890 is widely recognized as the city's official foundation day. Today, Aizawl is home to nearly half of Mizoram's population. Our Aizawl correspondent Isaac brings us a report on the foundation day celebrations in Aizawl.
Although comparatively young measured against many other Indian cities, Aizawl has experienced significant development over the years, particularly in terms of population growth and urban infrastructure. In recent years, the city has also witnessed an increase in tourist arrivals. Visitors are drawn by the region's culture, hospitality and the strong sense of mutual respect among residents, which is especially visible in the city's disciplined adherence to traffic regulations. To mark Aizawl Day, the Aizawl Municipal Corporation organized a three-day celebration featuring a range of activities for residents and visitors. Owing to strong public demand, the event was extended by an additional day to allow more people to participate. Aizawl Mayor Larry Nengasailo expressed his delight at the large turnout for the celebrations. He said that Municipal Council was first established in Aizawl in 2010 and later upgraded to Municipal Corporation in 2015. The mayor added that the AMC continues to undertake initiatives aimed at improving cleanliness in the city, working in collaboration with local councils as part of efforts to keep pace with other cities across the country. Many attendees welcomed the timing of the event, noting that it coincided with school holidays and provided families and friends with an opportunity to spend time together.
My name is Leng Nun Tluanga, and I'm just a visitor over here for the Aizawl Day, and it's been an honor, and we are very thankful for the Aizawl Municipal Corporation for hosting such a wonderful event over here. And it's been a great opportunity for the vendors and the local market as well. A lot of visitors came and the tourists came from last year's, and since we have a train connection, it's been a surplus. I think we surplus Shillong as well with 70% of tourists over here. So it's been a great opportunity for the vendors and the local markets to let them see what's the real Mizo and the Mizoram production is over here. So that's quite of it.
Local shopkeepers also appreciated the initiative saying the celebration offered both young and old residents a chance to relax and enjoy the festival.
Hello, my name is Afi. I am so glad that Aizawl Municipal Corporation is hosting Aizawl Day, the 136th year. Right now, I run this stall at the celebration venue where I sell bamboo baskets and accessories. I sell quite well, and I'm thankful that I am given a chance like this to earn money. This is a great blessing for small business owners like me. I notice that people are also enjoying it a lot. Thank you.
During the event, awards were presented to 94 organizations and individuals in recognition of their outstanding contributions to the state. The celebration also featured a lively concert alongside numerous food and merchandise stalls, adding to the city atmosphere across the city. For Notice Diary, this is Isaac from Akashvani, Aizawl.
On the occasion of International Women's Day, the spirit of women's empowerment culture and sporting excellence was on full display at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok, as Singling Sporting Club clinched the General Central Insurance Senior Women's Football League 2026 title with a dominant 6-0 victory over Gangtok Himalayan Sporting Club. More from our Gangtok correspondent, Dili Ramdulal.
Organized by the Sikkim Football Association, the league reflected the growing participation of women in sports in Sikkim and highlighted how football is empowering young women while strengthening the state contribution to Indian sports. Six teams, including sides from Darjeeling and Silguri, took part in the tournament, showcasing emerging football talent from the Himalayan region and reinforcing Sikkim's vibrant football culture. Speaking on the occasion, Generali Central Insurance Managing Director and CEO Anup Rao said the increasing participation of women in sports across the country is encouraging, and initiatives like the Women's Football League would further motivate young girls to pursue sports professionally.
I think what's happening for us in India is that there's been rise of women in sport. 10 to 25% of Olympic contingent in the 80s was women. Now the number is up to 45%. Now take for instance the Rio Olympics in 2016. We won two medals. Both the medals came from women. You know, so we are very excited. Sikkim's contribution to football and to women in sport is well documented, well known. It's also a place, a society which places emphasis on women. So we are very happy to be here, and we do hope that we can have an association, sir, for a long time.
SFA President Menla Ethenpa stated that such tournaments are important platform for nurturing women footballers in Sikkim and thanked the sponsor for supporting the growth of women's football in the state.
It is an annual affair, so hope that they will come forward to support us in near future as well. As you all know that we have a much, much bigger platforms like Governors Gold Cup and Chief Ministers Gold Cup and all that to be staged in the latest stage of during October, and again followed by in the month of January as well. So that there, of course, we will be having a houseful packed, you know, audience to cheer the teams, because those teams will be from the reputed clubs of the country. They come all the way to play here.
With Menak Chatterjee, Diliran Dulal, Akashwani News, Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
To mark the 29th anniversary of the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, the organization's Kolkata Regional Office recently organized a consumer outreach program in Tripura. The event focused on consumer awareness and solutions to telecom-related issues. The program was held at Women's Polytechnic College, Hapanya, in West Tripura district. Here is a report from our Agartala correspondent Suman Bhattacharji.
The event was organized as a part of simultaneous events all over the country. Telecommunication is the reason for both our huge benefits and little bit problems also. Benefits are sky high. Problems are also bottomless while arises. On the one hand, due to the benefits, all the services are delivered like magic on the mobile keypad at the fingertips in a moment, making almost everything very easy. On the other hand, dangers like cyber fraud are also lurking. A little carelessness means you are gone. That is why the outreach program was organized by the Kolkata Regional Office of the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, with the aim of creating awareness among consumers and overcoming problems. Speaking about the purpose of the event, Kaushik Mukherjee, advisor, Kolkata Regional Office of TRAI, said,
"We are organizing this customer outreach program to educate the common consumers as to how they can take the full advantage of the telecom sector. They should know their rights."
The officials present at the event welcomed the efforts to create awareness on issues like the use of internet technology and combating cybercrime. Niloy Datta, Senior Research Officer, Kolkata Regional Office of TRAI, presented a special PowerPoint presentation. He said about the presentation,
"TRAI is the regulatory body of country, is the regulatory body of telecom sector and as well as broadband and cable service sector also. So we are emphasizing on how to improve the quality of service, and in this context, TRAI has developed a lot of mobile applications through which consumers can give their ideas and as well as their experience. They can through this, and in this program we have also delivered the program on issues on unsolicited commercial communications and as well as several cybercrime related issues. We will also focus on this."
In addition to such awareness, this event to be informed about various problems is actually an opportunity to enrich self with new positive experiences. And it was quite understandable from the students' reactions that it created great enthusiasm among the students present at the event.
"This program helps us to understand telecom regulations, digital safety and consumer rights. And this by helping us to guiding us about consumer rights and protection from cyber security and all.
We have few people for cyber crime for this workshop. They came here to give us awareness for cyber crimes and upcoming cyber bullying. Through this, we can help the citizens. They can help us how to know about the cyber crimes and how can we make people aware about this crime, so we cannot be a victim and can
proudly and can bravely we can deal with the cyber bullying. So for this, we are gathered here. And
overall, it goes without saying that TRAI's public welfare role will continue in the future, and it is going to act as a catalyst in the initiative to build a developed India. Such outreach programs are proof of that. For Northeast Diary, Shuman Bhattacharji, Akashbani Agartala.
Popularly known as the Land of the Dawn Lit Mountains, Arunachal Pradesh is the first Indian soil to greet the rising sun. Located in the northeastern tip of India and bordered by Tibet, Bhutan and Myanmar, this breathtaking state is home to a dazzling array of flora and fauna that continues to captivate travelers. More than 500 rare species of orchids bloom in the dense forests of Arunachal Pradesh. Its misty hills, sparkling rivers and gurgling waterfalls enhance the natural charm of this extraordinary land. Arunachal Pradesh finds mention in ancient texts such as the Kalika Puran and the great Hindu epic Mahabharata. It is believed to be the Prabhu Mountains of the Purans. According to Hindu mythology, this is the land where sage Parshuram washed away his sins, sage Vyas meditated, King Bhishmaka ruled and Lord Krishna married Rukmini. Once ruled by powerful dynasties, Arunachal Pradesh is dotted with historical monuments and archaeological remains that reflects its rich cultural heritage. Our special correspondent Monalisa Patsani takes you on a vicarious tour of Arunachal Pradesh, exploring its iconic tourist destinations.
Arunachal Pradesh, the land of the rising sun. Arunachal, known as the land of the rising sun, adorns the northeastern region of India like a crown. With a home to picturesque mountains, rivers, unexplored passes, tranquil lakes and famous monasteries, it is spread in an area of 83,743 square kilometers. Encompassing extensive geographical diversity with a variety of rare wildlife, flora and fauna, Arunachal Pradesh is now gaining acclaim worldwide as one of the richest biodiversity and heritage hotspots. With 26 major tribes and more than 100 sub-tribes, it showcases the rich, colorful ethnic tribal cultures of the state, arousing curiosity in the minds of explorers, adventurers, nature lovers, and enthusiasts with a quest for demystifying the unknown facets of nature. There are many places of tourist interest in the state. Itanagar, the capital of Arunachal, which is dotted with archaeological sites of great historical value, has many such places worth visiting. Ita Fort, the fort of bricks from which the state capital derives its name, is situated in the heart of the capital complex. It is estimated that the fort could be built between 1350 and 1450 AD during the periods of Muslim invasion in Assam from the west and Ahom inroads from the east. It is also believed that Ramachandra, the king of Mayapur, built the fort. Gekarsini, or popularly known as Ganga Lake, is one of the chief tourist spots in the city. A beautiful natural lake surrounded by landmass of hard rock, it enthralls visitors with its peaceful environment, imposing surroundings of lush green mountains and crystal clear water. If one wants to know about the rich tribal culture of the state, then one must visit the State Jawaharlal Nehru Museum. The museum has a rich collection of textiles, weaponry, household articles and handicrafts that reflect the tribal culture and heritage of Arunachal Pradesh. Another major attraction in the city is the Siddharth Gompa, which stands on a small hill regularly visited by people. Tawang is one of the most frequently visited places in Arunachal Pradesh. It is a famous tourist destination because of a 17th century old monument, Tawang Monastery, built in 1860-61. Located at a distance of 180 km from Bomdila, this monastery stands 10,000 feet above sea level and is situated atop a hill. An epicenter of spiritual acclaim, Tawang Monastery is the country's largest monastery and Asia's second largest, with the capacity of housing 700 monks at a time. The highlight of this monastery are the imposing three-storied assembly hall and the 28-feet-high golden statue of Lord Buddha. There is also a big library which has an impressive collection of ancient books and manuscripts. The famous Buddhist gold-inscribed scriptures Kangyur and Tangyur are preserved here. While rising steeply to reach Tawang, one has to pass through the Sela Pass, which is covered with snow for the most of the year. Jung Waterfall is another big tourist attraction. There are more than 100 beautiful natural lakes in Tawang, like the Sangyetsar Lake, which is known for its scenic surroundings and picturesque landscape. There are 7 wildlife sanctuaries and 4 national parks. The most prominent among them is the Namdafa National Park, which lies in the international border between India and Myanmar within Changlang district. This park is the 15th tiger reserve of the country that is spread over an area of 1,985 square kilometers. It is the only national park in the country where 4 of the felines, tiger, the leopard, the snow leopard and clouded leopard are found. Bison, sambar, bucking deer and a variety of snakes are the other inhabitants of the park. Malithan, located at Likhavali in Arunachal Pradesh, has a 7 to 8 centuries old temple site in ruins. Temple ruins and sculptures here testify the visit of Lord Krishna, who stopped over along with his wife Rukmani to grace the hospitality of Malni, a form of goddess Parvati, Lord Shiva's consort. A series of excavations have unearthed a decorated basement of a temple, icon of deities, animal motifs and floral designs, carved columns and panels reminding of an unknown past. Bishmaknagar, place dating back to 17th century AD and located in Lower Devang Valley district, is famous for the ruins of a hill fort that belonged to King Bishmak, who was the father of Lord Krishna's wife Rukmani. Parshuram Kund is a sacred place for Hindus. According to the ancient Indian mythology, Parshuram, a great sage of ancient India, had washed his sin of matricide in the bank of the river Lohit, which later came to be known as Parshuram Kund. Every year on Makar Sankranti during the month of January, thousands of pilgrims converge here to take a dip in the water. World War II cemetery is a recent discovery with about 1,000 graves of Allied soldiers, believed to be mostly of Chinese, Kachins, Indians, British and American soldiers who died in the Second World War, is located at Stillwell Road in the Jairampur Nampong Road of Changlang district. It has attracted media persons, historians and archaeologists from different parts of the world. The research and tourism department are taking steps for preservation and development of this monument. Zero Valley, located at 1500 meters above sea level, is a beautiful hill station as well as one of the oldest towns of the state. It won't be wrong to call it the Switzerland of Arunachal. Mainly inhabited by the Apatani tribe, this valley is rich in biological diversity. Both subtropical and alpine forests are found here, along with various types of flora and fauna. Town wears a festive look during festivals celebrated by the Apatani people. It looks beautiful in every season. Machuka is a small town located in a picturesque valley near the Indo-Tibet border. During winters, one can get great views of the snow-clad mountains and snowfall. Other attraction is Machuka Lake, a natural lake situated at high altitude with scenic surroundings. One of the oldest Buddhist monasteries of Arunachal Pradesh, named Samtam Nyongsa of the Mahayana sect, is situated here, atop a hill overlooking the valley. A major part of Arunachal Pradesh is covered with lush green evergreen forests. Apart from thick forest cover, 5 rivers, namely Kameng, Subansri, Lohit, Siang and Tira, flows through the hills of Arunachal, thereby offering great opportunities for adventure sports like trekking, angling, boating and rafting. In fact, the state is much sought after for adventure tourism that is quite frequently organized in its upper reaches. The culture of Arunachal Pradesh is truly varied in the sense that the state has 26 major tribes, including sub-tribes. Every tribe has its own unique set of traditions and customs. The major tribes of Arunachal are Adi, Galo, Akka, Apatani, Nishi, Tagins, Mompa, Khamti, etc. The sun and the moon are the presiding deities of the major tribes who follow the Doni Polo religion. The West Kameng and Tawang districts are mainly inhabited by the Tibetan-influenced Monpa and Sedukpen tribe. In Lohit district, it is the Khamti and the Singpho tribe. All these 4 major tribes are followers of 2 different sects of Buddhism, Mahayana and Hinayana. The other tribes are basically followers of ancient beliefs with nature worship and animal sacrifice. Some people have adopted Christianity, but in spite of their newfound joy, they are proud of their ethnicity and they respect their rich tradition and culture. Arunachal is home to over 600 species of orchids that bloom almost every year. Out of 1,150 species that grow in India, this is why Arunachal is known as India's orchid paradise. The exquisite orchids that bloom in an assortment of colors and forms is a wonderful sight to behold. A majority of these are rare, endangered and ornamental. Tourists visiting Arunachal Pradesh are always eager to visit the natural habitat of orchids. Usually trekkers with an eye for detail always happen to stumble upon varieties of orchids while passing through the jungles of Arunachal. The Orchid Research Center, which was set up by the state government at Tipi, is the center of tourist attraction. Similarly, the Sesa Orchid Sanctuary in West Kameng district is a wonderful location that has trekking routes within the sanctuary for the enjoyment of visitors who love orchids. Visitors are advised not to take pictures in border area without permission and never bring anyone without inner line permit. They are also advised not to do anything unhealthy that may prove detrimental to this beautiful and peaceful state.
And now, friends, enjoy the heartfelt melody of Guru Ge Moku, Our Land, a soulful Tagin song from Arunachal Pradesh, sung and composed by Yami Puri. This song beautifully captures the essence of the mesmerizing land of Arunachal, its serene atmosphere, holistic peace, and the soothing effect it brings to the soul. And folks, this brings us to the close of the edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye and do take care of yourself.
This program was presented by Vinita Thakur and produced by Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.